the subject was just going on while devotion, loving devotion is necessary in our lives. Why? The reason is God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. That love is innate in our souls. Naturally it wants something to be devoted, attached. So lovers, we are conscious beings. Our love has to be, you see, God with God, all consciousness. This has been just misdirected, and that love has been devoted to all the world over, outside. So the result is, this love towards the world and the material things is called attachment. The same love, when misdirected, instead of being directed to God, all consciousness, it has been directed to the material world. The result is, we are attached to the world. Ever since we have left the lap of our Father, we have not gone back so far. So the way back to God is also through love. God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. We have got innate love innate in our soul. This needs somewhere to be attached. So the world we see, naturally we are attached. Now man body is the highest in all creation, in which we are bound within certain limits and free within certain limits. Leaving man body, all other species, they are bound. So now we have got the man body, you see. Masters come and say, well, dear friends, you have had man body so many times, you did not avail of it, you were attached to the outer world, to the material things. Now the time again when you got a man body, just direct your love to God, because you are conscious beings. God is all consciousness, you are of the same essence that of God, so direct your love to God. So the people say, well, how can we love God whom we have not seen? They are right. Because we see, naturally we have got love for them, we enjoy. Unless we have some eye open to see God and enjoy His bliss, we cannot be attached to Him. You follow me? So man body is the only golden opportunity we have got in which we can direct our love to God, come to in contact with God. What should we do? You should meet somebody who can open your inner eyes, single eyes, to see the light of God. God has two aspects, one absolute, which has not come into expression so far, the God which came into expression, that's called Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and Word was God. That very Word is named in other religions as Nama, Shabda. You see? So that God into expression is the controlling power of us in the body too and in all the universe. So we need somebody who can open our eyes to see the God, to see God. Not with the physical eye, that inner eye, latent eye, the third eye, or the single eye, as Christ said, eyes are the windows of the soul, you see, and say, if thine eye be. It is better to enter the world with one eye rather than two, which will cost you in hell, you see. So how to open the inner eye, that's the question. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How the two eyes become single, that's a practical subject. If you find anybody competent, you will withdraw your attention. That inner eye is opened only when your attention is withdrawn from outside. Also be done for the body, the outgoing faculties. When you rise above body, that eye will open. If you can do yourself well and good. If not, if you can find somebody who can do that, you open your inner eye, what would you see? God is light. God Absolute, nobody can see, nobody can see Him. The God which came into expression as one wish to be many, the God into expression power is as two phases. There were vibrations, and vibration results in truth in light and sound. So you can see the God into expression, which is light and sound, with your single eye and with your inner ear. If you can find somebody who can give you a push, boost, way up, to withdraw from outside and withdraw from the outgoing faculties and bodies, then you see the light for your own self. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. When you enjoy that blessing, naturally your love which is God more than the world is. So why this subject was going? Why love is necessary? Love is innate among all souls. You see? That naturally that wants somebody to be attached. It is a conscious being, it has to be attached with all consciousness. Unfortunately, it is attached to the material things, you see. That is termed as attachment. The same love, misdirected love means attachment. So our love should have gone to all consciousness, God. So we need somebody who can open our own eyes to see whom? God into expression. With what eyes? With the single eye, or the third eye, or the Shiva Netra. That opens when you withdraw from outside and you rise above body, conscious, and you are freeborn. One burst is here, second burst into the beyond. Who can give you a demonstration of that? You need the help of somebody. And you own it, then you see light. Not that you will have a new course after 10 years or after death, no, not the least. Master is one who is competent to give you some contact with that light of God, God into expression power, by giving you a city. You follow? So man body is the highest in all creation that we are fortunate to have it. And the highest aim that we have got in man body is to know God, to love God. How can we know God if the eye is not open? I see in front of you. Unless I see backward, I cannot see backward. If you withdraw from outside in world inside, you'll see. Saint Protas says, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience as one has at the time of leaving the body on death. Man dying withdraws from the ocean and withdraws from body, rises above back the eyes. Eyes are pervert. That you have to learn to die so that you may begin to live. That's the basic teaching of all masters. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you see the light of heaven. You follow with a few words. What are we to do? Love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. How can you love your God unless you have seen it? Now praying God is just like, excuse me if I say, just a blind man praying God. Sun is all bright, very shining, but he has not seen it. Masters who came, they had the vision of God. Then prayed Him. Then spoke of His greatness and this and that thing. While seeing, we are only praying God in so many, unities of God we are speaking, but we are not seeing it. That is just like a blind man, saying sun is very bright, very shiny. You follow me? So we must have somebody who is competent to open your inner eyes to see the God into expression power, which is light and sound principle. If you get that, then you will have more bliss there. Naturally, your will be more love there, more attachment. Your this love of the world will be fade away. And this you can do only in man body. Those who do not know love cannot know God. All of the masters said the same thing, of course, in their own language. The truth is one, no new thing. All those who came in the past, they had that truth. Those who contacted them, they also had this glimpse of that, you see, something to start with, some capital to start with. When they left the scene, their formations came into being. So long as they are practical people, people derive benefit from joining those formations for want of practical people. And when this paid preaching started in all regions, there has been havoc, you see. For want of practical people, the same good old custom corrupted itself. Formation resulted in stagnation, stagnation resulted in deterioration. How can we retrieve now? We must withdraw from outside, have opened the inner eye to see the light of God, see God. When you see, you will have more bliss, naturally you will have love for God. And where will you go? To His feet. Those who are coming round and round, that is only on account of our attachment to the world. The subject was going, why love is necessary? It is innate, the first reply. It wants somebody to do it, attached, that's all. We have misdirected our attention to the world. We are conscious beings. Conscious entities are being attached to the material world, naturally that will be petrified. Their consciousness will become low. So we have to come in contact with all consciousness to be more conscious. So this is why love is necessary. How we can have contact with God by opening the inner eye at the feet of somebody who is competent to give it. How many there are who can do so? Very few. Even in the past there were few. You know there are so many preaching going on in all regions. How many you have found and you will find those who can give you some experience, something to start with at the time of initiation. Initiation means not simply withdrawing your attention from outside and raising from above the outgoing faculty, open the inner eye, see the light of God. And your masters place the criterion below for us. You should not, you cannot be convinced unless you see things for your own self. A bird in hand is better than two in the bush. It is not. So generally, you will find many, you go and do this, 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 and then you will have it to do. God knows if you will have it or not. Who knows? You want to go on credit, well and good. The master's teachings are not on credit but in cash. First, gratuity theory, and those who can give it sit at their feet. God will be, that's all, in few words. So why you prem? Matlab samjhe? Manush janam par hazar maal lanat hai jisko paakar humare tak prabhu ka pyaar nahi bana. Un kaamon par bhi jisme lag kar hamara pyaar se bhool kar duniya se lag. So, kahan se mile? This love cannot be grown in fields, you see. It cannot be bought from the shop. We learn about it in the scriptures. How can you have it? First, by sitting by the feet of somebody who is overflowing with the love of God and intoxication of God, by radiation you will have something. And if you open your inner eye to give you some demonstration of that light, you can dwell from day to day, you will more love. It's only when. Otherwise, whatever we speak of God, you see, it is all like blind men, excuse me, without seeing we pray, you see. The Master wants you to open the inner eye, see and then pray. So man, body, the eyes in creation, we are fortunate, we have it. So this is the only thing we have to do. Remain in our formation you are. No need of changing formations. Social religion, we are social beings, we must have some social body to live in. If you break one, you will have to form another. So it is better in whatever formation you are, continue with us for years and years. No need of forming new things. By the way, first step you have taken, now open the inner eye and see the light of God, then praise God. Doesn't appeal to you people. What I say, does it appeal to you or not? This is what Master has been saying so far. And that's the truth. All right.